This is the Loving Kindness or Metta Bhavana practice with me, Vishvapani. Let's start, as we usually do with meditation, by establishing our posture, by finding a way to sit or lie that will be supportive to what we're doing in the practice. So finding a way to sit that's comfortable, making any adjustments that we need to, and letting the body sit upright. Feeling the whole height of the body, the spine extending upwards. Soft eyes, soft cheeks, soft mouth. Shoulders falling back. Open chest, open heart. Meditation is a time to go deeper, to settle, to allow space for a sense of peace. So that's our intention. And in this practice, there's an extra intention to open our hearts, open ourselves to other people with an attitude of kindness. So, recognizing that thoughts will be part of this process. Of course, there'll be thoughts in our mind. But where we want to place our attention is not on those thoughts, which will just keep us busy and preoccupied, but gradually to shift our attention to the things that put us in touch with that feeling of settling and opening. So bringing our awareness to the body, feeling the body, feeling present with the sensations of the body, breathing, settling, and becoming aware of the area around the heart. Some people like to place a hand on the heart just to feel that area. You might like to do that. And as we bring our attention to the heart, just having a sense of our emotional life, our emotional awakeness. How am I? And with that awareness, having a sense that there comes a sense of kindness. How am I? Being a question that we ask with kindness and concern and care. How am I right now? And into that kindness and concern, we can bring a sense of encouragement. Using a phrase, may I be well. May I be happy. So we can introduce those phrases like dropping a pebble into a pool. And waiting for the response when the pebble hits the water. May I be well. May I be happy. And noticing any sense of warmth, of kindness for ourselves. Noticing how we feel that, how we experience it. And we can use the breath to encourage that feeling, letting the breath flow into the heart, bringing a sense of kindness and warmth. May I be well. May I be happy. Now, bringing to mind a friend in quite a straightforward way, someone roughly the same age, where there's no sexual attraction, and probably someone who's alive. So, bringing them to mind. Maybe we see them. See their face, or maybe we have a feeling for how it is to be with them, or perhaps we reflect on their qualities, the things that we like or admire or respond to in them. So letting them be present and vivid. Connecting with them with the same feeling of kindness, of care, of concern. Sensing the connection, maybe in the heart, and encouraging it with a word or a phrase. May they be well. May they be happy. Or if you prefer, may you be well. May you be happy. Noticing how we feel that connection, that warmth, maybe in the heart, maybe in the whole body. A genuine wish for the well-being and happiness of our friend. May you be well. May you be happy. As we breathe out, connecting with our friend. As we breathe in, connecting with ourselves and this sense of kindness. Now letting the image or the sense of our good friend recede. Breathing, pausing. And in the next stage, we bring to mind someone who we neither like nor dislike. Someone in the middle, someone who's quite neutral. Or our feelings, at any rate, are neutral towards them. Maybe a stranger, but someone we see around. Maybe someone we know, but we don't have a strong response. Let them be present. And again, just choosing one person, being decisive. It doesn't really matter who we choose, but just choosing one person. and having a sense of them, maybe seeing them, maybe feeling their presence, what it's like to be with them. And that might be just neutral, but what it's like all the same. And reflecting that this person has their own life, their own world, even if we don't know it or see it. They want to be happy. They have a deep wish for happiness and to avoid suffering. We know this because everyone feels that way. So wishing them well. May you be well. May you be happy. May things go well for you. Whatever phrase evokes this sense of connection for you. And when thoughts come, which they surely will, just noticing that and bringing our attention back to the neutral person and maybe just looking for a way to connect with them because there isn't a strong response to start with. So, letting the neutral person fade from our attention now, and bringing to mind someone else, someone we find difficult. Again, I suggest just choosing the first person who comes to mind. Not your worst enemy, but someone with whom there are some difficulties. Now letting them be present here. Letting them into our meditation space, even though that might feel difficult or unpleasant. Just allowing them to be here, just as they are. Maybe we can see them, recall them, have a sense of them. And we can simply let them be present at the same time that we stay in touch with this feeling of kindness, of care, even of love in our hearts. And how is it to bring that sense of kindness into relationship with this difficult person? We find them difficult. May you be well. May you be happy. So dropping these phrases into the meditation, into our mind, experimenting with saying something we may not immediately feel, wishing them well. And then what happens? What's our response? How does that land? Maybe it's enough just to let them be present. Maybe noticing any sense of tension or tightness. Just breathing into that and releasing the tightness. Letting it ease, maybe dissolve. And saying to a difficult person, may you be well. May you be happy. Moving now to the next stage, and we let the neutral person stay. And we bring into our awareness the difficult person, the neutral person, the good friend, and ourselves. So the same feeling of metta, of kindness, staying in touch with that sense of kindness. May we be well. May we be happy. The same kindness touching each of these four people, even though on another level our feelings are different for them. On the level of the practice, there's the same response. May you be well. May you be happy. now letting that feeling expand, spread further. And imagining it spreading out from where we are, where we're sitting, to everyone in the building where we are right now, in a house or wherever we might be. May we all be happy. Just wishing people well. Imagining or sensing that this feeling is spreading to the streets around or to the countryside around us. To the people, to the animals, to the life in this whole area, may everyone be well. May everyone be happy. And then in your own way, letting that feeling expand further and further in all directions, imagining it or sensing it, feeling it, spreading throughout the world, spreading universally, encompassing everyone, all beings. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free from suffering. Now, coming back to ourselves, to our own experience, and just letting go of any sense of effort, resting, settling. And feeling the body, maybe moving the body, and in our own way, gently bringing the practice to a close.